I think one of the big differences over the last few years is a better understanding of how to integrate radiation therapy into the overall treatment plan, as well as the beginnings of understanding how to modulate the chemotherapy that's done, both with radiation and using radiation just purely as an adjuvant. There's also a lot of interesting work that's going on, not all of which has come into standard clinical use, in terms of staging, which in fact may have a huge impact in terms of how we actually manage the patients. Better understanding of risk factors, which will help us define treatments much more accurately as we move forward. Many of these are not exactly new. They're evolving processes that people have been working on for a number of years, but the evolution is getting more and more exciting. And as the new drugs come along, the opportunity to use those drugs in rectal cancer produces really exciting opportunities, both in terms of the local therapy as well as for treating systemic disease.
What about the issue of men who've been treated with radiation therapy for prostate cancer? I know you've published on that. Can you talk about what we know about that?
Well, we've known for a long time that radiation is carcinogenic, and that if you give substantial doses of radiation to most structures in the body, the incidence of cancer will increase over time. And therefore, when we did the study, and Nancy Baxter was the lead author on that study, we found that indeed there was a significant increase in the incidence of rectal cancer in patients who had radiation for prostate cancer. If you look at many studies across the board, the increased incidence of a cancer in an anatomical site related to radiation, a lot of those studies show about a 50% increase in incidence over baseline. So if you're dealing with a baseline incidence of 1%, you may go up to 1.5% for some disease. And that's the order of magnitude of what we saw for the increased incidence in rectal cancer. I do not think that means that one should not use radiation for prostate cancer. It simply means that is one of the pieces that needs to be in the equation. And those may be patients who need to be screened a little more carefully than the general population. It puts patients in a higher risk category for the disease.
Any difference between implant or external beam?
I don't think we have that information. What one would expect is because an implant treats a smaller volume of the rectum than external beam does, that it might be somewhat less than external beam, but that's speculation on my part.
Do you think this is a practical enough issue that it should be mentioned to men considering radiation therapy for prostate cancer?
I think it probably should be mentioned. I don't think one should make a big deal of it, but I think it's enough of an issue that it is a legitimate risk and it's a potentially a very serious risk. And therefore, I think mentioning it is appropriate.